You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. How's it going, Jordan?
So good. We're back in our home land.
Back home, back in the...
In the studio.
Yeah, sure. I'm like, what do we call this? The studio?
It's a studio.
Yeah, Jordan came down to my neck of the woods and we're shooting a wedding tomorrow. But of course, we have to take advantage of time together where we can podcast and not deal with the virtualness of it all.
Yeah, I think you guys like it when we're together. I feel like we're a lot more fun.
Yeah, and it's easier to not have to like deal with all the annoying things that come with recording online. But what is new since we talked like a day ago?
Well, the drive was great here.
Yeah.
I listened to some more podcasts.
Love it.
Had some snacks. Nothing's really changed. Yeah. Other than like
we're in the
summer's still going really fast. Yeah.
Yeah, like we recorded on Monday for our Tuesday episode and we're here. And we've decided to talk about a wedding, another royal wedding that has happened.
Yeah, right. That's going to be just our slogan for all the celebrity weddings.
All the celebrity weddings are the royal weddings. Yeah. And this one, I think, is probably, I would say, bigger than the last one we talked about.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So the last one we recapped was obviously Alex Cooper's wedding.
Still love.
We still love it. It was a very classy way to do a destination wedding, I would say. Yeah. Photography was amazing.
Overall. I think it's cool though, like that one was low key and then this one we're talking about today is more luxury, I feel like, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
and it's kind of cool to see, like, I think it's important to watch celebrity weddings and, you know, what's happening with trends, what's happening with style and fashion and colors. Like there's some very bold things that they did at this wedding that like we love and also might not love.
Yeah, some people might not like them.
Yeah, like there's one in particular that's like a hot item that they did. So where do we start? Jordan hasn't really looked too much into this.
I have, but I've been kind of saving it because I kind of want to like blind react to it a little bit.
So I don't even think we've said it. Like we're talking about Connor McDavid and Connor McDavid and Lauren Kyle. It looks like it was covered by Vogue, but it's looking like it was just Vogue Australia. Not like American Vogue, which is interesting.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what I'd that means either. I'd love
to know. I saw that too, and I almost thought, what? I thought they get married in Canada. Like, why is Australia covering it? But
well, and sometimes different Vogues will, like, cover, I don't know, different events, I guess. But, so, he married, obviously, we all know who Connor McDavid is, assuming it would be pretty sad if you didn't. But she's an interior designer and a designer. I don't know a whole lot about her. My one friend was trying to, like, fill me in on all the details. All I know is they had a very trendy,
listen, that would make
wedding.
Sense if she's a designer.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. Like, and she was probably very excited to plan her wedding.
A lot of, like, her choices that were interesting were, like, very bold, like, design choices, per se. So, yeah, we'll start with, like, they launched the first thing was the cover of Vogue, her and Connor walking, looking off into the distance, very classic. And I guess kind of talking about her dress, it's very similar to Alex Cooper's.
Yes. It's very much that, like,
timeless,
elegant. I think that's those dresses, though, scream luxury. Because I feel like when you're thinking of luxury, it's very timeless, very simple, but it's, like, old money.
Yes.
Almost, if
that
makes sense.
And that's funny because she literally, they posted they had, like, a night before. It says part 1 of 5, a romantic old money themed rehearsal dinner on a vintage steamship.
How did I know?
So she literally named the rehearsal dinner Old Money. Yeah. And I feel like definitely, like, we'll jump to that in a second. But, like, what they posted. So he's wearing the classic black suit,
black
white
tie.
Shirt, and it's a black bow tie.
I was going to say, it's a bow tie, isn't it? Yeah.
I feel like.
Which is very old money. It's very old style.
And not many people like it.
No.
Like, I've seen the black suits a lot, but it's often a tie and not a bow tie.
Yeah.
But I love the bow tie.
It really just like sets the whole vibe.
Yeah, it's such a look.
Which is funny. It's like just a tie. Like, oh, I but know. For but some it changes reason, it does. Yeah.
And I feel like the bow tie is more of a statement. Like, as I think everyone wears ties, but like a bow tie is kind of like a.
It is. And it's very retro.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it looked like, so in his pants too, he has a bit of like, there's a line, I don't even know what you would call that, down the side. Like, it's not just a.
Black pinstripe kind of.
Yeah.
But like, not.
It's like a light gray color. He's wearing black loafers. And they post a picture of her getting ready suite. So she has her dress hanging, 3 pairs of shoes, which I'm obsessed. Like, she has 2 pairs of white heels. Doesn't say what name they are. Then a pair of like very unique looking blue heels.
I like that.
Which I love. Because that's like a something blue.
Yeah.
When brides do like a blue heel, I think that's such a cool little pop moment.
Yeah.
And then it looks like maybe she has her rehearsal or her party dress hanging too. I'm just going to scroll through quick. Love. Oh, Jordan, they stole your shot. Lots of super
shot.
I know. Aww. See, you're on trend. And I did literally the same one at a wedding 2 weeks ago. So this wedding was actually, what, 3 weeks ago?
I think so. No, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
The 27th.
2 weeks.
Of July. Mm. 3 weeks ago? It'll be 3 weeks this weekend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they did it. Not sure the exact details, but it's a home with, like, it's kind of out on a peninsula of a lake. It's insane. And then they walked down the aisle, and then at the top of the peninsula was where they had the ceremony. And then they did a traditional aisle, which...
Yeah, but if they're trying to go for that look traditional old money, like, very vintage.
But that, I like that they did kind of, like, garden party.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. So she does have her... So she had 2 different looks on the wedding day.
Yeah.
The wedding dress, and then also, like, a see-through, tight, like... I don't even know what... Does, oh, just kidding. 3 looks.
Yes,
she must have had a
queen.
The ceremony dress, reception dress, and then dance dress. Because in this one, she has a...
Yeah.
Like a short, very simple dress.
That's and the thing. The whole style is simple.
On-camera flash, on the, at the dance, which we love. One of my good friends said it is very important to note that Drysdale and his girlfriend were in the bridal party. She was like, make sure you mention that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the whole style of photography is just very not over edited. It's very simple.
It's you know what with a lot of celebrity weddings, we talked about this with Alex Cooper's wedding.
Yeah.
They always pick like a celebrity photographer, and then sometimes it's not really on
this
trend
not even,
with
yeah.
what's like current in photography. But I feel like the person whoever like did their wedding, we can talk about that too.
Yeah.
They did a great job of like it's very trendy. It's very on, not trendy, I guess, per se, but like on vibe with like
it's
the
kind of
industry.
Predicting. Like I would say that a lot of people are moving towards this style, but this, and even with Alex Cooper's wedding, like very similar in style. This one's even a little bit less edited, I would say, than hers, but it's kind of showing you the future of photography.
Yes.
And not all photographers have gone there yet, but this is really showing
how we're going back to that classic style.
Yeah. And that's why I think we need to, like, this is such an important thing at looking at these celebrity weddings and venues and locations.
Seeing what's coming.
Because that's what's coming. Because people, that's what they look at. So I guess another important thing, they got married in Ontario. Looks like it says Muskoka.
What? Muskoka Lake? That's very famous.
Yeah. I don't know. Which makes sense. They also hired a Canadian photographer, which we love that. But yeah, I don't know. It's just the style of photography is so cool. Yeah, like you said, on trend. They have those like garden party umbrellas, which are really big. It looks like they had a dress code for the guests too.
Oh, I realize like a little sign or something.
But also, they obviously didn't have an unplugged wedding because there's literally a woman holding up her an iPhone sitting on the ground.
Wait a minute.
Look at that. What is happening? Because Jordan and one of my other friends had said it was like a no phone, but she's sitting on the floor. Or on the ground, I guess.
What in the world? I'm shocked.
And I'm, why did he Photoshop that? Maybe if he's a documentary photographer,
I'm shocked to see for a wedding like this that is happening.
I'm shocked they didn't have a bucket that you had to drop off your phones at before you even went into the ceremony.
She didn't sign her NDA.
Unless that's like his mom or something.
Yeah, I'd love to know. That's actually like, I'd love to know who that woman is.
Oh, there's another woman behind her with her phone.
Wait, what? Are they the content creators?
Look, there's another girl. Do you see that?
Yeah, she's sneaky, that one. Interesting. That's weird because I heard that phones weren't allowed.
And that lady's sitting on the ground.
That is very strange.
Okay, is there another? I want to see if there's another photo of the ceremony.
I want to look it up. What's the story between the lady sitting on the ground?
That is wild. I'm in shock. And also, okay, so another big part of their wedding was that the bridesmaids were white.
That's a trend that, like, I've seen online, but I've never seen it done for people, like, around my, like, circle, I guess.
And it looks like they did quite a bit of film, too, which is cool. And it looks like it was a party. Like, sometimes with these celebrity weddings, you kind of wonder, like, did they have fun? I don't know. But
yeah,
totally looks like it was a party. And she even had multiple looks at the rehearsal dinner. Could you imagine being the photographer at that wedding?
No.
That would be insane. Live music, which I love.
That's a good trend.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, I want her to post more.
The Super 8, I really love.
Yeah.
The clips.
Of course.
Of course I do. Mm-hmm. But, like, the clips. The way that they kind of, like, the little clip that you showed me that we watched earlier. Yeah, like, it's, like, digital and
Super 8.
Super 8 which is what mixed you, together, which is really cool. I love when people do that.
Yeah, it's so cool.
But it really matches in with, like, the way they edited it, too. Like, I think it always 100%. Looks weird if you do Super 8 and then you edit it super punchy and then you, like, add the Super 8 in. That doesn't really make sense.
But they have it edited very, like, soft. But they
edited it very softly, yeah, so totally. It really, really works.
Oh, I love it.
It's nice to see all these celebrities, like, incorporating all the fun things that are, like, are now kind of coming back into the industry. It really is fun.
Yeah, and, like, the portraits of them out on the, like, the vintage boat and, yeah, there's so many posts of this.
I like that they went to, because they're both from Ontario, right?
Yeah.
It's nice that they went back home to Ontario.
Yeah,
so and cool. Had this.
It was definitely black tie, like, everyone wore neutrals and suits, which is cool.
Yeah.
We love
Well, because it does change the vibe. We've talked about that before, but it's, like, when you have a few guests, like, wearing, like, jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
They're going to stick out.
There was definitely a lot of phones at their wedding. This is literally a tagged photo.
Oh.
Oh, and she did, what kind of veil is that called where you put cathedral. The veil over your head?
Cathedral. No.
It's
not cathedral.
Cathedral's this one isn't long. Even. Oh, yeah, cool. It is because it's a veil over her head that goes to here, like her stomach. And then the other veil is over her back. And then it's like a second layer that you take
over. I really
over.
Love that.
Yeah, I think it looks really cool in pictures.
Yeah.
That's a trend this summer that like. I think there's, I don't know, there's probably a weird tradition behind that, but.
No, there is. We talked about it, remember?
What is it?
You're supposed to hide the bride's face until she was at the altar.
Oh, right, so the groom
so the groom run wouldn't run away.
I don't think David's going to run away from
oh
her.
Oh my gosh, absolutely not, but.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, the fact that there's so many people in these photos with their phones out really bugs me. Because obviously, like, this guest, and you can see other people in the crowd.
That is weird. It's just shocking to see, actually, for a celebrity wedding. You never really see that.
100%.
But, and for me, like, for some reason, maybe this is fake news, but, like, I saw on TikTok or something that there was no phones allowed at their wedding.
Weird.
Or maybe everybody signed an NDA so they couldn't share them.
But obviously that person posted. But maybe until, like, after, like, a certain time they could post it or something.
Maybe.
Okay, and also, this is really cool. These are just pictures that people that attended the wedding have posted, so... They're Love. Really giving us the tea.
Yeah.
And so obviously the big trend the last probably decade has been the signs with your name.
Yes.
The Smiths, signs. The yeah. Conroes, the
yeah.
Thorpes, you know, yeah. like whatever your
yeah.
name is.
Yeah.
And this says, we're so glad you're here. And then it's like signed the McDavids with a heart.
Oh, that's cute.
I think that's such a cool, different way of doing it.
Yeah. Like it's still the same trend, but yeah. they did it a different way.
Make it a making little
Making it
unique.
Their own.
Yeah. It's that's still a neon sign.
Yeah. That's what we talk about all the time. Yeah. Making it your own.
It looks really cool. They had like bubbles going. And also, okay, can we take a moment for their reception?
Candlelit.
But they have like pompous or something hanging from the roof.
Yeah, it's like florals, like a floral.
So cool. Yeah.
That is really neat.
Definitely candlelit. Mm. Yeah. Lots of boats in these pictures. Yeah, the ceremony venue, though.
How did she do? What was her, like, bridal, like, what was her hair and stuff like? Like, her bridal Ooh. Look?
Let's see. Because that's been a very, okay, so.
Because Because her hair's back, isn't it?
It changed a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Which we also love. So they must have done a day after shoot too, because there's literally three different hairstyles. So during the ceremony, mm-hmm. it's two pieces in the front and a bun.
Very classic.
Like almost.
And that's very like vintage, old money. Yeah. Vibes. Like really goes with that.
Almost
vibe.
Like a sock bun, honestly. Like look at in this picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But then there's also pictures of her in her wedding dress. It's not like the rehearsal or anything, with her hair down. But like the two pieces hair down in the back.
Oh, okay. And that looks like it's like on the wedding day.
Yeah, it's definitely on the wedding day. But then there's also ones with her in a pony.
What?
So I'm confused. She must have had three looks.
Okay. That's cool though.
Like good for her.
You know what? If you can afford
to have a hairdresser on call.
Well, that's the thing. I love people changing their dresses, but sometimes depending on your dress, your hair doesn't vibe with like the new dress. So it's kind of cool that she changed up her hairstyle to match whatever dress she was wearing.
And then along with the bridesmaids' dresses, so it looks like she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bridesmaids, and the dog, which is 10.
Yeah.
yeah. But they're all like satin, mm-hmm. but there's two girls in like a floral white satin. The rest are all white satin, and then one in lace. So I'm guessing the maid of honor, but so that's really cool.
It's all different. Let me see.
Because people are so, you know, like against wearing white to weddings, obviously. So I think that's such a bold choice. And like as a designer, it makes sense that she would do that, because all the boys are in black, all the girls are in white. And also, how cute is that? That must have been the rehearsal dinner, the bridal shower. The girls are all in like different shades of pastel, which she incorporated that trend of all the pastels.
That's really cool.
Aww. Right?
Man, these pictures are just like, they're just dreamy, honestly.
So cool.
Dreamy, filmy, vintage, old money, all the like dreaminess.
Do you think he had the same amount of groomsmen, or do you think he had more? What's your guess?
Same amount.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Why would you have 10 and 9?
Oh, so she had 9?
Yeah.
No, but the dog, Sarah.
No, but the dog isn't in this picture.
Well.
Okay, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, she has 9.
Hmm. Well, he probably had a pal he couldn't say no to.
Nah. True. Fair enough. But yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm just creeping all of her tagged. Yeah, so they did a first look, it looks like, which is interesting, because that, I feel like...
I would say that's
a first look.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm getting all the pics. Insider scoop over here.
I was going to say, how are you finding those?
Lady on the ground, taking photos, so strange.
Well, I want to know who she is. I tried looking it up and nothing came up yet, but I bet you that's going to be the new thing on TikTok, is like, who is this lady? And it's going to be like the new viral thing.
We have to make a TikTok. Who is this woman at McDavid's wedding ruining their photo? It doesn't look like they did a kiss halfway down the aisle, which.
Good.
Yeah. Changing it
trendsetters.
Yeah. Dad walked her down the aisle.
I love, I saw some videos, like, I think it was their rehearsal then.
It looks like they have a pastel rehearsal palette.
Because, like, on their rehearsal, was that when they were on the boat?
I don't know. It kind of looks like they had a boat.
Because I saw them, like, they had, like, special cocktails or something.
Yeah.
Like, they had those, like, martinis,
I think. Oh, yeah. Cute.
Yeah, which is always fun. I like it when they, like, do stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, have something.
Well, it's just all the little personal touches. They did so many personal things. Like, they went to Ontario because that's where they're from. They picked a Canadian photographer because they're Canadian and it's important to them. Like, she picked all those different dresses, like, as a designer. And, like, all these little choices that she made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was very, very meticulous about it. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure she had a crew and, like, a wedding planning team.
But I feel like maybe not as much. Because if you are someone who is creative and a designer, like, maybe she had more say... Yeah. Then say Alex Cooper, who literally admitted that her husband planned most of their wedding. But also, one thing about the posing and their bridal party photos, very, like, Vanity Fair, very, like, Vogue, very, like, non-traditional bridal party photos. Like, they're all on different levels of the step in front of the house, which isn't very, like, but I guess it's obviously a gorgeous house, but... Like, you can just tell they're not...
They're not doing, like, the cheesy, like, oh my god, like, fake laugh with each other. It's very, like... And it's not even, like, it's candid. Like, I think they had candid moments in their pictures.
Like, you can some tell. People are looking at the camera. Some people are looking down. Some people are looking, like, other directions. They're very, very candid.
But they're, like, candid in an editorial way.
Yeah, totally.
They're very, I would say they're more editorial than candid.
And kind of vintage-y.
Yeah. Well, the film does that.
They obviously hired content creators because there's people, or maybe just people have iPhones all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many. There was a lot of photos taken. Like,
I would love to hear, like, after these weddings, if the, like, the bride goes and, like, does an interview, I'd love to hear, like, their thoughts behind it. That would be so interesting.
And, like, if they actually say, like, why they mm-hmm. had the certain people or why they picked white, like, I could see her having a very clear reasoning for that.
Right. Like, I'd love to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Her flowers, they honestly look fake. I'm guessing they're not fake, but look at them.
Yeah, they look perfect. Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've seen that kind of flower before. Just white.
You know what I've noticed? Like, that's the first photo of her flowers I've seen. Like, you know how sometimes when we're taking pictures with the brides, they're like, oh, I need my flowers,
You don't always.
Just a little reminder, like, you don't need them for all your pictures. You don't need them for every part. Like, she has one picture that we've seen so far of her flowers.
And honestly, you kind of just, you need them for the ceremony because that's a tradition. And other than that.
Yeah. Like, it's not weird to not have them.
No, totally. She has them in this pic of them on the boat. Mm-hmm. Every time I see that picture of that woman, I just...
I want to know who she
is. It's really bothering me.
Who is she?
How dare she? Should we talk about their rehearsal dinner since it's actually on here?
Yes.
So cool. So bougie, obviously. Yeah. Like,
well, most people, their rehearsal dinner is pizza. And then you, like, go through the ceremony.
And you're wearing sweatpants. And
Yeah,
it's like a very... The inside of it, it's like wood, and oh my goodness, look at the ceiling of that place.
Well, it's just like, I think this is like kind of like, I know that celebrities always have like the bougie rehearsal dinners, and most people are like, we don't need to do that. But if you think about it from like a different perspective, like your rehearsal dinner almost like sets the tone for your wedding. So if you want to like be bougie for it, like, why not go for it?
Or just do something intentional. Like, I think it's cute, especially. Like, this was pretty much a destination wedding for, I'm guessing, 90% of the guests that came. Yeah. So they're already all there. You might as well do something. Like, it obviously doesn't, you don't have to rent out a steamboat and go on
well, that's what I mean. Cruise. They were very extravagant about it. But, like, there's nothing saying that you can't do, like, because I think we talked about this with Alex Cooper's wedding.
Yeah.
Where their rehearsal dinner, they did all the speeches.
Yes, I love that.
Like, I love that. So maybe they might have not have done that, but like what, there's nothing saying you can't have a nice rehearsal dinner, everyone dresses up, and then you guys do speeches that night. What's wrong with that?
I think that's so cool.
I would love that because you guys are all a little bit like more informal than on your wedding day with everybody else there.
And
you're not have
to stress. And also, one last thing you have to do on your wedding day,
right? Like, who cares if the whole group doesn't hear it? Like, the speech is for you.
Totally.
So what's the problem with having a cute little dinner and actually like romanticizing it a little bit more than just making it a pizza party?
And you could make it a pizza party, but like do something cute with the pizza. You know, like, I think there's so many different ways.
Yeah, just your reminder, like, you can have a cute rehearsal dinner totally. If you want to.
So I don't know if anyone's interested in this, but someone did all of the details of her rehearsal dinner. So she wore a Ralph Lauren dress. Mm-hmm. It's not available. It's from 2007. Kind of cool. She wore, what kind of shoes is that? Magda Buttram?
No idea.
$1,500 shoes. And then she wore like all these Tiffany.
Yeah, she would. I mean, I would too jewelry. If I had that much money.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, they, so she released a Super 8 video or just like a video of their, They did a video of their rehearsal dinner and all vertical, which I wonder if they also shot this landscape or if they just did it vertical for Instagram.
Probably content. Had more than one videographer, I bet you.
You think? Yeah, it's hard to say. Honestly, I feel like this was shot like landscape and they cropped it into video.
You think so?
If you've been shooting 4K, like, and also when you look at the Super 8, the way it's cropped.
The Super 8 for sure. You can tell that the Super 8's vertical.
And you would look ridiculous shooting Super 8.
Oh God, it'd be so
vertical.
I don't even think you could, like, if I tried to do that, like, because then you have to pull the trigger sideways. Like, it would be weird.
Yeah. You'd have to, like, hold it with two hands.
Yeah.
But it's very candid. Like, it's the house. It's inside the boat. It's just people drinking. like all candid.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because it like, yeah, they're like big, like
stars. Like they show off her fit and stuff, but.
I love that like they're big stars, but like this is a very like candid, real. Okay, obviously not because it's bougie, but like
yeah.
the film, I guess, and everyone hanging out, like it feels very like normal.
But they also have like the bougie purses and like the drinks, which is fun, and like the food and. Yeah.
It's cool to
see. It's like they did some portraits of them too at the rehearsal dinner, but like why not when you have.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's cool to see. Like, it's our reminder, too, like, when we go to weddings, it's not just about the couple and taking pictures of them. Like,
exactly.
Like, this is a great example with, like, how the videographer is showcasing their special drinks and everyone's purses and, like, the boats and everything. Totally. Like, that's a big key of, like, telling a story. Yeah. And they did a great job of it. And I'm sure, like, the lady was, I'm sure, like, whoever was in charge of their content and stuff was like, no, we need to showcase all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that it wasn't intentional, but.
Totally.
But just our reminder, like, the story is told by showing everything, not just, like, cute little
And I clips. Feel like so much of this is the story. Like, most of these are candids. Most of them are just, like, natural. And I wonder what their guest count was.
Yeah. Well, is there a picture of all their, like, the whole ceremony set up with everybody? That have a...
I'd say, like,
I bet you they
150?
Had a... Really? I bet you they had a bigger party, though.
So, one other important thing, too, to mention is that they're, like, the planners, the people who did, you know, everything. It's, like, they design, produce, they're the florists.
They did everything.
They did everything. Okay. So, they also did Hannah and Dylan's wedding from, like, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
They did it in Italy. Okay. I think it was, like, Lake Como or something. Where did they have it? I don't know. But when you hear that, you can definitely tell... based on the style, like, very elegant. And, like, Connor McDavid and her, like, Lauren's wedding, I would say it was very, almost had the, like, European vibe. But this team is a team of 7 people.
Yeah, see, that makes sense, too, because, it's like, to get a wedding like that, to kind of, like, all go together, it's easy to do when you're a vendor for the same company. Like, you're all seeing the same vision.
Yeah. They did an after party after the Met Gala with Usher.
After the Met Gala?
Mm-hmm. You know what the Met Gala is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they planned an after party with Usher. So they're obviously a big company. But it's kind of cool because their weddings kind of vary. Like they have some, I'll show you, and it's like obviously Italy.
Yeah, modern.
Yeah. I wonder where these people are based out of because.
See, it's cool though. Like, that they obviously, like, take whatever their clients want into perspective and they really go with their vision.
Style.
It's not just what they, like.
Yeah, totally.
That's a good sign of a good vendor, that they have 100% consistency. Because, yeah, like, you as a vendor, like, as photographers, we can have a style. But at the end of the day, we're there to, like, serve our clients and make
And not everyone's going to be your cookie cutter, you know? Like, you have to just look at it and say, okay, what do they want? What tells their story? What? Yeah. Let's get back into the photographer. Because I think that's a huge... part. So, a photographer.
Was he also the filmmaker?
It's a man and a woman.
Okay.
So it says Pablo and Anna, named one of the best photographers by Vogue, The Wed Films, and Codé Nast, whatever that is, film and digital photographer. So they combine film and digital, which is super cool to be like Connor McDavid's photographer, like insane.
You know, it's interesting when it, like, for us as photographers, when you think of, like, the wedding magazines and stuff, like, yeah, I think of Vogue, but, like, other than that, like, you think of Junebug Weddings, you think of Looks Like Film, and it's cool to, like, these luxury photographers, like, they don't spend their time trying to market towards that, because that's not their clients, right? Like, they market towards Vogue, they market towards, like, all these, like, luxury brands, and that's what you can kind of tell, like, just, like, 100%. If you read their bio to me.
Yeah. The fact that he says Vogue and So it's also interesting too, because when you look at like what Vogue posted is very different than what like he posted. Like this is his first photo. But yeah, his posts are so different. And that's like, it shows you a magazine's perspective too, like versus
a photographer.
Because
the magazine, they're going to pick the pictures that they think the fans are going to like.
Yeah.
And what shows off the vendors. Whereas, like, for photographers, like, yeah, we'll take those pictures to show off everything. Yeah. But
what
the art...
tells a story.
And the story is a whole different thing.
Yeah. And I like that you said the art, too. And, like, this. It's a very... It's, like, the three
I
girls...
I love that.
Just... It's, like, a candid photo.
Oh, that's so cute.
So cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just posted these are all from their rehearsal dinner. But I don't know. To me, they're just like very artsy.
I like those a lot better than what Vogue posted.
Yeah. Like they're, and you can tell it's film and digital. No, just super cool. Oh, I'm like, this is my new favorite photographer.
Follow.
And he's doing shutter drape and flash. Yeah, he's being
very trendy.
Yeah. And then just a picture of the lake at the end. Mm-hmm. So cool. But yeah, photo, video, and husband-wife team. Yeah, they just, their stuff is gorgeous. And I would be curious to know if, like, the McDavids hired him or someone found him. Like, I'd love to know.
I always wonder that. Yeah. I always wonder when you see a celebrity wedding and, like, you see who's shooting it. I'm always like, how did they find them? Like, was it? Because I know that sometimes with celebrities, like, they usually have, like, a list. Or, like, you can pick from this list of approved vendors.
Yeah, totally.
But
I actually don't know if he's Canadian. I take that back. I thought it said Canada ambassador, but it just says Canon ambassador. I'm going to look.
Oh.
They are currently Canon ambassadors and have been quoted by several publications as one of the best photographers in the world.
Wow.
Cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, published in Elle, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, and Brides, among others. Yeah, they don't say where they're located.
See, but I think that's actually a smart business move. When you say where you're located, sometimes people are like, oh, I live somewhere else.
Yeah.
So they just like pass you over when you don't tell. Like, I know some people want to know where you're from, but it's like, when you don't have your location, I feel like that just says you're fair game to go anywhere, which is...
And also, it's kind of cool, too. They don't have a lot about themselves in their website.
Interesting.
Which I think is also interesting.
You know what I think that is?
Like the luxury market.
It's the luxury market.
Yeah, because, I think so, too.
No offense to the luxury market, but I think luxury market is very much, like, about...
And that's the highest end of luxury market.
So the high-end luxury market, it's like... They don't care who you are. No offense. Mm-hmm. But I think some people do. Some people do care all the time who you are. But I think they care about what they're getting back.
Yeah, totally.
And they're not as worried about who you are. And they're more worried about they want to see what work you've done, who you've done it for, how you show off vendors. And like,
But I think like who they are still matters, you know?
That's why it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
But it's funny that they don't make a big focus on it. Because for them, that's not... That's not the best business move for who they're marketing to, because who they're marketing to isn't like normal people.
Totally.
Right? Like they're marketing towards like
magazines and they're trying to, this is the thing.
They're not even marketing towards famous people.
No.
Because at the end of the day, I feel like most of these famous people are getting a list of people to pick from. They're not finding people themselves. So these people, like the luxury high-end photographers, they're marketing towards like publicist teams.
Yeah.
And they're marketing towards people that are just doing research for their clients, like their celebrity clients. So really, are they worried about who you are? No, they're just trying to make a list to give to their clients.
Could you imagine being published in Vogue though?
One day. Actually, Taylor Swift's wedding, whatever it is gonna be wild. How many eras is she gonna have for her wedding?
Well, probably one. One bridal era. But I like, could see someone like Taylor Swift just eloping.
Because like I don't.
No?
No, Sarah, do you see how dramatic she makes her life with all the heiress tour? That's like, so true. This is the thing.
But like something dramatic in like Greenland or something, you know? Like something so private. Like she'd have to go to like a private island.
She'd have to.
Because how else? Like they talk about Justin Bieber's wedding and that was like, what, 2017 or something? When did he get married? That was
in, like, LA or something, right?
Like no, but they had, like, paparazzi everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, while she was about to walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, they probably could have controlled that, but I don't know. You just pulled up their video again. Another point I want to make, even the song they picked was very trendy. I feel like their wedding partially was, like, obviously any wedding nowadays is, like, trendy, but I think it's funny that they use that audio.
Yes. Yeah, it's very intentional. Like, yeah. They don't do it for no reason.
But it's like, you probably don't even have to try and that wedding's going viral, you know? Like
no.
It's like bound to.
Well, I'm just going through and like, so I know that she changed her dresses like 3 times, but he also changed a few times too because it looks like.
Like he obviously had a different look for the
rehearsal. He's wearing a white jacket, which I love, honestly, a white jacket for guys.
It's like, a statement though.
It really is. And he's
But she's not wearing white, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
When they did the dance.
And then when they're cutting the cake, he has his coat completely off and he has no tie and his shirt's undone.
Yeah, it looks like they were partying.
And it's very disheveled.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just a reminder. So many weddings I go to, like just as a photographer or even as a guest, and the bride's like, no, keep your suit on. Like you gotta look nice for the pictures or whatever. It's like, no, like honestly, I think
There's show a point what's of, happening.
Show what's yeah. happening. If he, like, totally. I honestly love a good moment yeah. where the groom, like,
is wild.
There's one picture in particular from a wedding last year I did where, like, the speeches and everything stopped. The dance was about to start. And the groom, I have pictures of him ripping his shirt open and taking his tie off.
Yeah.
And he, like, started laughing after I was taking them.
He's
and
like,
he
ready
was
to
like,
go.
He was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, like, it's a vibe.
Because you're going to look back on those and you're going to laugh and think of, like, oh my God, I was having so much fun.
So, because instead of her, like, freaking out that he's not wearing his suit, she just let him, like, live his life because that's what he's vibing with in that current second of his wedding day. Like, let him do his thing.
I think that's my favorite trend of this summer is, like, even with, like, carousels and stuff, I've started posting, like some crazy ones at the end. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, the funny bridal party shots or, like, the party shots. Yes. Because I think you have to show that kind of stuff. Because
oh my God, I want to do a post. I've been waiting to do a post of just a party.
You should.
I have some good ones.
Because, like, we do good party stuff. That's why I'm like, we should show it off. And for even last year, like, the last 7 years of our career, it's been, like, only post the portraits, only post, and then people started posting detail shots, and then people have started posting.
I've seen a note, seen a change too.
First dances, like, the whole day. So I really
think it's cool to see it in a celebrity wedding where he's literally, like, a little bit.
And they're cutting the cake, and usually, like,
that's the part.
You would think, like, oh, you need to look clean cut, like, ready to go.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, I love that's it really cool. That's fun.
What else?
Yeah, it kind of seemed like. It seemed, obviously, it was very bougie, very put together, very planned, but, like, also they kind of did their own thing. I love that she had, like, the getting ready photo was the two dresses and then the three pairs of shoes. I don't even think you can see her shoes. I would love to wear three pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. I'm still looking through.
But she's only released, like, one of the five parts, so we might have to do a part two on our end.
I can't wait to see his Super 8 footage of her.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do with the Super 8 is to give it to my bride and groom. And then actually my last wedding I just did with the Super 8, I actually, like, stepped away and I said, I'm going to, like, give you guys a second because I don't want to be in your video, right? So I, like, literally left them in this little trail and I, like, left and I'm like, okay, like, you take a few little seconds and then you take, and then, like, they also get their own little moment. Totally. And then they got, to, like, I didn't want to be in it. So I just stepped away and I could hear them, like, giggling a little bit. It was honestly so cute. Like, it's cute for the video, and it's cute for them to have a little moment. I think it's cool that
they have so much Super 8 in their wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I love Super 8. I just got some back. I should post.
Yeah, you should.
I made a little reel. You'll have to tell me if I should post it.
Yeah, you should. I have to post it 19, so you have to help me, too.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Cool. Well, yeah, that was our little recap on McDavid's wedding. Potentially might be a part two. Stay tuned. I feel like we covered it pretty good. Jordan's not as into...
McDavid, I'm not a hockey gal. Like, I'm not really either.
Listen, so.
I went to the hockey game when they were in the playoffs because you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
But I just, Alex Cooper, I know her, so I could relate
you
to her.
You know her. We're friends.
No, the more I see their photos, the more I love them. Yeah. But
I think this is just like a big celebrity wedding. And I don't know, every time that this happens, your Super 8 sales are going to go through the roof now.
Yeah, that's true.
If people even know what
that is. Well, even when Justin Bieber and Haley did their, like, maternity announcement on Super 8, I know this is not about Connor McDavid, but can I just say, no offense, their Super 8 was shit.
At this wedding?
No, at Haley Bieber's and Justin Bieber's, like, maternity announcement.
You didn't like it?
It's so blurry.
Yeah.
And, like, shaky. I was like, why didn't you hire me?
They should have.
Yeah, like, I was honestly like... What the heck is this?
Who did this?
I don't know, but I was not impressed.
I forgot that they did that for their announcement.
But I've been seeing it a lot popping up lately.
Weird.
My God, you know what I wonder sometimes?
What?
Can you imagine if, like, I post, like, a little TikTok and for some weird reason it, like, goes to Hailey Bieber's For You page and she sees it?
I want this girl from Alberta, Canada to come do my new
Well, but, like, even if she doesn't, like, book me, but then she sees the Super 8 and she's like, I want Super 8. And then she does the Super 8 for someone else, but, like.
I know.
You never know who your content gets to. That's why I always wonder. I'm like, who sees
even
this?
Even with the people that have been commenting on our stuff, it's like so random. It's like, how did you find our algorithm? Or how did we get on your algorithm?
I always wonder.
Like, it's some of the comments I've been giggling at. But thank you guys for commenting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening. And we will see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.